Right, I think I think everything's plugged in. Switched on.
Okay, I'm ready. You guys ready? Cool. Let's rock and roll.
Hey, I'm Andrew, this is the Nerve Podcast, and thanks for joining me on this episode. In this episode, I talk about my love for podcasts, the cool podcasts that I listen to, the reason why I'm starting my own podcast, and what it's going to be about. Thanks for joining me on my first episode, although this is not going to be officially episode number one. I think I'm going to label this one episode 0.1. Yeah, I've decided to bang out a couple of episodes before the official one launches, just so that I can plan and get things sorted out, do some work, do some editing, check that everything's working before that first episode. So the first episode's probably going to hit early next year, Jan, right about there. So now would be a good time to say to you, please hit that subscribe so that you'll be the first to know when the episode comes out and all the episodes thereafter. Great. So I'm busy recording some conversations that I'll be editing and will be forming the first couple of episodes. So I'm looking forward to that. And I hope you are too. So in this episode, I've decided that I will just touch on why I'm starting my own podcast and what the podcast is going to be about. Right, so let's start out. So why start a podcast? Hey, everyone else is doing it, so why shouldn't I? Well, something like that. So I really enjoy podcasts. I really think it's a great medium. I listen to a whole lot of podcasts. I'll touch on those a little bit later in the episode. I'm sure if you guys are listening to this podcast, I don't have to explain why podcasts are so great. But if you're a first-time listener or you're just getting into podcasts, here's why I enjoy podcasts. So I don't know about you, and I don't think that this is a problem that is limited to South Africa. But if I turn on the radio and listen to the news, by the time I get to work, my mojo has been upset. So to stay current and listen to things that I enjoy listening to, which are invariably more positive than listening to the news, you know, I got into podcasts and I listen to podcasts on the way to work, in the gym, while I'm working, while I'm doing my 3D printing or design work, also sometimes before I go to bed. Well, I suppose I need to go back a good couple of years. Plenty years, not to give my age away. But back in the day when I was a kid and I was reading books, I used to read Stephen King or James Herbert, those horror kind of books. You know what I'm talking about. And after school, books, fiction books turned into textbooks for studying. And when I got back to fiction, I found it quite difficult to read. Difficult to find the time to read. I'd read 5 minutes before I go to bed, get through one, you know, a couple of pages, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. So it was literally taking me about a year to get through a book. And then I tried ebook, worked a little bit better. Maybe it was the novelty about reading a book on my iPad, my new iPad that I'd bought at the time. But it was still taking me quite a long time to get through a book. So some years ago, Stephen King brought out a book, and he only brought it out in physical book and audiobook. He didn't bring out the ebook. So I thought, well, I desperately wanted to read this book in inverted commas. So I decided to download the audiobook. And I finished the book in a day. And after that, I was like, man, that's cool. So I subscribed to Audible. If you don't know what Audible is, it's Amazon's audiobook service. And you can subscribe to it. I subscribe. Pay $15 a month. I get one credit a month, and that credit I can purchase any book. Doesn't matter what the price of that audiobook is. Could even be $30. And I've been subscribing since 2013, and I'm probably going through maybe one and a half books a month. I've just checked my stats now, funnily enough, and according to Audible, I have listened to 2 months and 1 day's worth of audiobooks. So I think that's pretty cool. So yeah, so audiobooks were working very well for me. I was still hooked in there. Then I, going back to the whole thing about staying current and listening to things that I enjoy, I'm, you know, obviously into technology and the latest trends there. And also, I am interested in what's happening in the world. Not that I want to switch off from the world by turning off the news, but I just want to be listening to robust conversations about what's happening in the world and not just doom and gloom. Anyway, so I started listening to probably the first podcast I listened to was Bruce Whitfield's Money Show, which is on 702 here in South Africa. And that's probably pretty much like listening to the news, and there's quite a lot of bad news in there, but let's just say that that's an exception because, you know, to be hooked in and know what's going on with finance, especially the bad stuff, especially if you, investing on the stock exchange, you need to know what's happening with the companies. So yeah, that was my first podcast that I was listening to, and which is just basically because I could never catch it live on the radio. Because it's in the evening, you know, life gets in the way. So I was listening to that podcast, and that was cool. I did that for a while. And then there's a show that a Microsoft video channel that I watched that's, you know, introducing new features in Visual Studio and software development and all that kind of stuff. And there was one show in particular that I was watching, which is called The Xamarin Show. It's hosted by a guy by the name of James Montemagno. And he mentioned that he had a podcast called Merge Conflict, which is, again, a tech-related podcast. And I started listening to that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that podcast later. And then he mentioned he had another podcast called Coffeehouse Blunders. And so I started listening to that. And before I knew it, I was subscribed to 5 or 6 podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis. I'm a big Formula One fan, so there's also a Formula One podcast. I'll tell you about that a little bit later as well. So I was really enjoying that. I thought, man, this is so cool. I would love to have my own podcast. So I think it's the kind of medium that I would enjoy using. Well, I asked myself, well, you know, what are you going to do a podcast on? You know, what's the theme of the podcast going to be? You know, then I gave it some thought. I really enjoy meeting new people. I mean, I'm out on my motorbike, hooking up with different people all the time. And a lot of these people have some interesting stories. And I really enjoy getting to know these people, finding out who they are, where they come from, how it is they landed up doing what they're doing, whether they've customizing motorcycles or they're just riding them. Or, you know, they've got their own businesses. Or, you know, they've traveled around the world. Bike trips around South Africa. And I thought, well, why don't I convert those interesting conversations into podcasts? And more people can hear these stories. Right. So that's why I've decided to start a podcast. And that's basically what the theme of the podcast is going to be. So let's talk about some of the books listened to on Audible. So a book I really enjoyed was Andre Agassi's book. He wrote it himself. I've listened to that book more than once. Another book is called Identical Strangers, which is about two women that put up for adoption at birth and they were split. And also Dion Mayer. Dion Mayer is a South African author who writes crime stories that are set in South Africa, mainly in Cape Town, which is awesome to read. So if you know Cape Town well, but he's got a lot of international success, so worth listening to. I Am Pilgrim by Terry Hayes. I can't wait until he writes his next book because that book was epic. Elon Musk by Ashley Vance. I don't think that's going to be the last book written about Elon Musk, but it's also an awesome read. Okay, so on to the podcast. So the podcast that I'm listening to currently, I've mentioned Merge Conflict, which is a podcast between James Montemagno and Frank Krieger. They talk basically about software development related stuff, etc. And then James's other podcast is Coffeehouse Blunders, which he does with a friend of his, Daniel Wrench. and they talk about coffee, technology, and chess. So Danny is on the leadership team of chess.com, and so he promotes chess and chess becoming an e-sport. So that's quite interesting. I would never have thought that chess could be an e-sport, but turns out that it's gaining some traction. But I mean, it's a conversation between two friends. James and Daniel have been friends for many years, and they live in different parts of the country, and they travel, both travel a lot. But once a week, they get together and they have a conversation. And basically, the reason why James started the podcast is he just wanted to catch up with his buddy. So when you're listening to the podcast, it sounds like you're sitting there with your mates, having a cup of coffee, catching up, talking about the latest movies, tech, what coffee you're drinking at the moment kind of thing. So that's really great podcast, one of my favorites. Another podcast I'm listening to is Beyond the Grid, which is a Formula One-based podcast. And the guy, Tom Clark, is interviewing all the F1 greats. So if you're a Formula One fan, that's a great podcast to listen to. Really, really interesting conversations, and you get to find out behind the scenes stuff you didn't know about these guys in Formula One. And then another one I'm listening to is called Waking Up by Sam Harris. Sam Harris is a neuroscientist who talks about everything from meditation, neuroscience related stuff to artificial intelligence. Also to has conversations about the political landscape in the US and a whole lot of topics. Really thought-provoking podcast. It is quite long, anything between an hour to 2 hours. And boy, you got to be awake, because if you're not concentrating, you'll miss what's going on in the podcast. Not that that's bad. It's just it is thought-provoking, and it's not the kind of thing that you listen to just before you go to bed. So is there anything else that I've missed out podcast-wise? I hope that you guys are going to rate this podcast. Let's talk about how you can support the podcast. Well, subscribing would be a start. Rating the episodes, this one in particular, please do. And any feedback would be great. Be kind on me, because this is my first attempt at doing a podcast, and hopefully it gets better with your help, and we can grow this organically. So I look forward to hearing some comments. And how else can you support the podcast? Subscribe, rate it, share it with your friends. I would greatly appreciate that. And this, my friends, is the end. Catch you next time.